From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. A lawyer for the Holy See has refuted claims by the New York Times and Associated Press that Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger deliberately delayed disciplinary action against a priest convicted of the sexual abuse of children. The media outlets were citing a 1985 form letter bearing his signature as evidence. Chris Altieri has this report.
The document on which media outlets are basing their reportage appears to be a form letter sent in 1985 to Bishop John Cummins of Oakland, California, regarding a priest of that diocese who had been convicted of abuse. In a note explaining the role of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in the matter, the California-based attorney representing the Holy See, Jeffrey Lena, explained that the letter does not show then-Cardinal Ratzinger resisting pleas from the bishop to defrock the priest. Lena goes on to explain that CDF was merely attempting to determine whether the conditions for laicization obtained. In 1985, CDF was not responsible for investigating or trying abuse cases. Indeed, CDF only became responsible for trying abuse cases in 2001, largely as a result of then-Cardinal Ratzinger's advocacy for swift and serious action to address the abuse crisis. Lena also clarifies that when the letter urges Bishop Cummins to use as much paternal care as possible, it is employing specialized curial language, effectively saying that the bishop was responsible for ensuring that the priest in question caused no further harm. I'm Chris Altieri.